Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Never miss it. Or listen live on one of the 5 radio stations we're on. 5, 6, I mean, we're somewhere, a bunch of them. And patronize the advertisers when you hear the commercials. That's what pays the bills.
Five.
That's what pays the bills. Morning, Craig. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't turn your mic on.
Don't be sorry.
That was very rude of me.
Yeah.
Or accidental.
Everybody else appreciates it.
Or accidental. What's new with you today?
Nothing.
All right.
As usual.
Yeah.
Thrilled to be here. Yeah. Ready to seize the day.
Seize the day. Hooray.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Was there any sports last night?
You know, it's a good point. They haven't started college football yet on Wednesdays.
Really. Right. 2 days in a row without football. Although, who we got tonight?
What's tonight?
Tonight it's Giants and Washington.
And the football team. Something I'm not really excited about.
Where's that game?
I'll watch anyway.
Only NFL
Landover.
Network.
Now, where is it?
Landover.
Oh, okay.
Home of the Washington football team.
Outside of D.C. right there, yep.
Yeah, but this is one of those. There's like two or three here in the beginning of the season that are Thursday night games that are only on NFL Network because they're crap games.
Yeah, that's a huge audience. They're going to get a good rating for that. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, we think they're crap. We don't like either team, but New York and,
DC they're
is
not
huge,
good teams.
Huge markets. Either's your team right now.
Well, I agree. But the
anticipation for our team to be good was there.
Oh, it still
yes.
is.
Yes.
Still
and that's
is.
The, which it, is the difference.
It still is because you got Rodgers.
Well,
who doesn't want
to
be there, according
they like
to everybody
to tell,
on the news.
They like to tell every team that they get a primetime game at some point.
I still don't
and
understand.
And that's how this counts.
I don't understand how it's not on regular TV. I know that everybody has, most people, I should say, not everybody, have the NFL Network. But a lot of people don't. I just never understood that with the NFL.
Yeah, because people watch the NFL.
Yeah. They do watch the NFL. It's kicking ass.
I think it's like 3 games. I think right. It's maybe these first 3, and then Fox picks them up.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't have the NFL Network.
No, I remember my dad not having it for a couple of years, and he was so pissed.
Well, I think they've done a lot of work in the last couple of years to make sure that that's in like most basic cable packages.
Yeah, probably.
Not quite basic.
But
what time's that kickoff tonight?
Yeah.
Cool.
There is one.
You know, I didn't really need the answer to that either, by the way. I just said it out loud for the audience. You could never tell me, and I still don't want to know.
Yeah, and the audience, like you, they'll find out later.
They can just Google it and find out.
Yeah,
right?
They'll find out before the game starts.
Exactly.
It might start at 7, maybe 8. Yeah, probably 7:30.
Yeah, 7:20.
That seems a pretty good guess.
Yeah.
7:20, 7:30.
That's central.
It's always a pretty good guess.
Central, right.
Something like that.
But it's East Coast, so they may go earlier.
No, they still do it for TV purposes, no matter if it's just on the NFL Network.
Yeah, same time.
With that late game.
Same time. So the U.S. women's and men's national soccer teams are offered the same contract proposal.
Oh, yeah, money-wise?
Yeah, well, same contract proposal, it says here. Right. The announcement made by the U.S. Soccer Federation.
Well, the women are good.
Right. There must be some incentives to win.
Right.
The Federation released a statement saying the best path forward is one pay structure for both teams. The full details have not been released. And the U.S. Women's National Team Players Association called it a publicity stunt.
I was saying it's really not written down.
Yeah, they say, no, this is just bargaining through the media. This is not bringing anybody closer to a fair agreement. U.S. Soccer fired back saying, yeah, it is. So, you know.
Their spokesman said that. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Nuh-uh.
Well, and that's the basic, right. You know, anything, these negotiations in the media go.
I realize worldwide, obviously, men's soccer dominates. I get that. But in the U.S., people care about the women's soccer team, and that's about it. That's
they get results.
They get results.
They win.
They're consistently better.
Worldwide, men's soccer rules. It rules most places, obviously.
But I think our men's team has missed two consecutive World Cups or something, and they didn't go to the Olympics.
Nobody cares.
They're not that good, is what I'm saying.
Not worldwide, no.
I mean, they're just not that good.
No, but I don't know who generates more revenue.
Well, once again, in the U.S., it might be the women, but nationally, sure. It's not. You know, I mean, excuse me, worldwide, it's not, of course.
No, but if you don't make the World Cup, then nobody's watching you.
Or the Olympics.
Then nobody's watching you. Yeah. Then obviously, the women are generating more revenue because they're advancing.
Right. You're an afterthought.
I won't watch either, but that's fine.
Yeah, if they
that's not the point here.
Right.
That's not the point.
They're not basing it on what we watch.
No, not at all.
They would all get paid nothing.
Good point.
That's just not paying because we're not watching. Scott and Tyler aren't watching soccer.
I want to pay them as much as they deserve. Good for them. Good for them. But they kneel sometimes, and we got to hate them because they ain't American. They should stand up all the time.
I didn't hear any of the gymnasts were talking to Congress yesterday.
Couldn't watch that because I don't like old white men talking to young girls what they do to you? What they do to you?
I'm sure it's out there, but man. I really haven't heard anybody politicize that. And I thought
I thought somebody would eventually. Yeah, we don't watch those kind of channels.
No, we don't.
You know what? And Newsmax and OWN, who knows what they're saying? They're horrible people.
I watched some highlights.
You can't back molesters, but you know.
It was really disturbing. And you're right. Nobody steps up and backs molesters.
No.
At least that I've seen. Right. Although it wouldn't surprise me if somebody did.
Right.
Because one of them might have taken a knee or something at some time.
Right.
But it was pretty heart-wrenching.
Yeah, I couldn't
God,
watch
they
it.
Just need to blow everything up.
Right.
The culture in those places.
Oh my God! I saw that you're right. That the cheer thing on that was creepy.
Same
man.
Deal.
All those dudes helping out those young cheerleaders and then molesting them. Holy hell!
And then the organization,
backing them
from the bottom up,
right?
Covers it all up,
right? And it was those young boys that were molested by that star teacher, the black dude. Yeah, it was on Real Sports, right? Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You did not win the Powerball.
Yeah,
and by you, I mean anybody listening.
Good, because I didn't play.
Even if you're not listening, you still didn't win.
I got to play that.
So whether you played or not, you didn't win.
That's right.
What's it up to now?
Well, they say the jackpot is now at a whopping $457 million ahead of the next drawing on Saturday. The cash option works out to just shy of $332 million.
Jesus.
Tomorrow's Mega Millions, an estimated $405. I thought I'd saw bigger than that.
Yeah. So did I.
I can handle $405.
That might just be I might just have a typo here.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be progressing as much as it should.
Yeah, their website says 405 cash 294.
Oh, all right.
Then it seems to be holding steady.
I thought so, too.
Well, I saw a billboard the other day.
Well, maybe you saw it after the last drawing.
No, this would have been like Sunday, Monday.
Well, doesn't it go up by how many people will buy it the next time around?
I thought
right?
so.
Yeah.
I got to get to the store, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, it says the last one was 368. Went 368 to 405.
All right.
When was the last drawing?
Yes.
Monday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
24.
Four people now orbiting Earth. SpaceX launched their first all-civilian crew last night from Florida.
You know, they were all civilian, but they trained for like 9 months. Something like that, at least six.
Yeah, anybody can be an astronaut.
They can't. But the two that won the contest. I saw the billionaire that went up. I saw the story last night. The billionaire went up. Originally, had bought one on the original one, but he donated that.
The Bezos one.
Yeah. He donated that. No, this is for the I forget which one. He donated it for help children's cancer. So he actually did a good thing.
St. Jude's,
right. And then he brought a young scientist up now, a young doctor up now, who was a cancer patient when she was a kid at St. Jude. She's on that thing right now.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the training involved?
Well, they trained for 3 months at least. I'm not sure what it said. It was on the news last night. Push probably watching it. But they showed him in one of those. All they did was they show him weightless somewhere practicing that.
The vomit comet?
Yeah, they probably were doing some other stuff too.
Do you have to be in shape?
They got a fit
they're not fatties.
Or somewhat?
They're not fatties. Two young girls who look like they're in pretty good shape and two dudes.
Yeah, I thought they said this morning on the news that dude, the billionaire, bought all four seats.
Right.
And then he donated the other three. Right. He picked the other three. Right. Y'all come with me.
Well, two were contest winners, and they were obviously scientists of some sort. I think Craig mentioned they were contest winners.
Well, he
wasn't like, wasn't
yeah,
like Willy
well,
Wonka.
He did donate them all. Yeah,
he did donate them
all. He paid for three others to ride.
Now, it made it up safe? I didn't really...
Yeah, okay. Mission wraps up Saturday.
All right.
And it was one of those things where if you had been at the soccer game in Orlando between Montreal and Orlando City, they had a great view of the launch.
Yeah.
You're familiar with how close you have to be or how far away you can be.
I was on the boardwalk in Disney World when a space shuttle went off years ago with the kids, and you could see it. And we were probably 45-minute drive.
Yeah, it's about 50 miles away.
Plain as day. It was cool.
Yeah, Orlando's about an hour away from Cape Canaveral, but the rocket was clearly visible over the stadium.
Yeah,
I recall going to Cocoa Beach, I think it is. East of Orlando.
That's where I dream of
Genie. It's right there, south of Daytona.
Yeah, and I mean, we had to have been at least... three, 4 miles from the launch pad, but it was still massive from that distance.
Could you feel it?
There wasn't a launch that day, but I mean, we could just see the launch pad and the structure there.
Yeah, when I was down there, I didn't know what was happening either. I was just there buying some beer or something on the boardwalk, and the guy goes, "Hey, you're here for the space shuttle." I said, "No, we're actually here for the rides." But what's happening? He goes, "Oh, the space shuttle's taking off about 15 minutes right there." I said, "Holy hell."
I might look if I got time.
That was pretty cool.
The sad news that we have today is that Josh Blue did not win America's Got Talent.
Oh, he was up against like a 9-year-old opera singer. I saw that. Did she win?
No.
Who won?
She did not come in the top three.
Who won?
The Magician was number one.
Great.
A self-taught aerialist was number two.
Oh, I've seen that dude, yeah.
Aiden Bryant.
Yeah.
And then it was Josh.
Is that how he builds himself? Self-taught aerialist?
Yeah, he was a kid in a small area in Missouri somewhere, in a small town. His mom would hook up the lawnmower and pull him up into the air in this circle thing, and he would swing. I mean, it was a pretty inspirational
story.
It's
pretty impressive, yeah.
Because he was really good at what he did, and he had no professional training, you know. Backyards, you know. And plus, it was small town. He seemed a little bit effeminate. I'm guessing that was a tough town to grow up in.
Probably.
And he was a hell of an athlete.
Yeah. And the magician dude, he did like the close up magic, you know.
Oh, he did. Okay.
You know, it was pretty good. He was good all throughout.
Well, Josh, we all know the funny thing about this is Josh is a professional. He didn't want to be signed by that group of people. The dude makes his own cash anyway.
Yeah.
This is just great for him.
This is really good pub, and this is probably the best way it could have turned out for him.
Otherwise, he's beholden to somebody.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Big time.
Somebody owns him for a while anyway.
And again, I have my doubts as to whether the best comic in the world could ever even win that show.
Oh, no, hell no.
Because America just doesn't
that.
Vote for comics.
No, they don't. They don't get it.
You know? Coming in third is a great accomplishment.
This is at least the second time a magician has won.
Oh, yeah. People love that crap.
America's Got Talent.
We should start a show called America Doesn't Get It.
I think we have that show. I think that's what we do every morning.
He's got a point.
Cool people get it.
Yeah. Not enough of those.
No.
Yeah, but that means we'll see Josh again someday.
Yeah, exactly.
If he'd have won that thing, we'd probably never see him again.
Yeah, and this just can't be right. The winner, he was, hey, you're the winner, he said that all the finalists before the show said that they wouldn't mind losing to each other.
Well,
of course they did.
Not sure at all. I'm watching Press Your Luck last night, only because that chick that hosts it is gorgeous. What's your name?
That's good enough.
Brooke Burke.
Wink Martindale?
No, named Brooke Burke. No. She's an actress. She's very funny. She was in the porno movie with Seth Rogen. What's her name?
Oh, Elizabeth Banks.
Banks. She hosts Press Your Luck. No whammies. And this chick got a whammy. She was going to win, and she had one last role, and the guy in second place is waiting. And her last spin, it's a whammy. And he was thinking, what do I do here? You know, because she's happy. She had a whammy, but she's right next to him. So he's like, he makes his face like, hey, yeah, I won. But I'm thinking, no, you jump up and down and say, in your face, you know, at that point. God, that show sucks.
Yeah, but it's Elizabeth Banks.
That's the only reason I left it on, because I love looking at her. She's just a gorgeous woman.
And the fall shows should be starting up again soon.
Thanks.
So the game shows will be done very quickly.
Right.
Because
they're bad.
Right,
the game show, the family game night, that's a bad show too, but she's cute.
My game show crush.
Yeah. Elizabeth Banks, of course. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Craig's crush over the weekend. What the hell's her name?
Emma Ratajkowski or something.
Ratajkowski?
No.
Raducanu.
Raducanu.
What
is
she?
Yeah.
What
is
she?
She won the U.S.
player.
Open.
Oh yeah, I'm with you on her. She's hot. Yeah. Is she?
Yeah, that was my crush of the day.
Is she 18?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
That's she's nice. 18. The one she beat was 19.
Yeah. Yeah. She went to her prom like 2 weeks before the Open, and just entered the Open. And now she was a good tennis player, but that's pretty cool.
That could have been Craig.
Right.
She had to. That was an amazing story.
It was an
she
amazing
had to
story.
Qualify for that.
Right. Qualify.
She had to
win.
She had to win three matches before she even started the U.S. Open.
I know.
She was ranked something 300 something in the world going into that tournament.
Didn't lose a set.
And she is hot. I'll give you that.
And that.
Yeah. And she'll be glad to know we say that.
Right.
It's like
Yeah,
what's it like?
I jumped. Right.
You're trying to come up with something equally creepy.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything wrong, so I just stopped.
That's a good thing.
Right.
I can only imagine.
Right. Exactly.
It'd be like bringing Craig.
No, it's like John McEnroe walking up to her and saying, "You know, you're hot."
Right.
Because McEnroe can't say that when he hosts that show.
Be like Craig road tripping with some friends to Harry Styles.
As we do.
Yeah.
Milwaukee Bucks making history. They hired a female announcer for their TV broadcast, Lisa Byington.
Man, Craig can't even get a gig. He tried out for the Cubs once.
Well, but not as an announcer.
No. PA announcer.
Yeah.
Oh, she's actually play-by-play?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
She's the first to give play-by-play for a major men's sports team.
Good for her, man.
TV.
TV, okay.
What team?
The Bucks.
Yeah.
All right.
The world champion, Milwaukee Bucks.
She's worked as a reporter and announcer for other networks, including Fox, ESPN, Turner Sports, Big Ten, SEC. She was the first play-by-play announcer for a Big Ten Network football broadcast back in 2017.
What's your name?
Lisa Byington.
Oh, she was the first one. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know her.
I don't know why. Why would
I don't recognize her. No. But apparently she's worked everywhere.
Yeah. You're thinking the other girl we hear all the time, the other woman.
Beth Mowins.
Beth Mowins, right, yeah.
And we hear about all these comic books and sports cards with the new record prices
right.
that they are sold for.
Right.
You don't hear about these things too often. Books.
Who reads?
What's that, Greg?
Exactly.
Does it have pictures?
I doubt it. A first edition copy of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Oh, that's huge.
Sold for $1.17 million at auction, the highest price ever for a woman's printed work.
Come
on. They thought it was going to be just go for $300,000, but $1.17, one of only 500 printed in Frankenstein's first run and the first to be offered for auction since 1985.
Sold.
What do you do with those?
Yeah.
Probably can't open them up.
I'm selling it. If I have it, I don't care about having that memorabilia. I want the money.
Yeah, but
you're not selling it because you're not buying it.
Right.
But I was just thinking the same thing, Tom.
Well,
like,
if I had it to begin with,
if the book is that old, you probably can't just open it up and read because it probably would fall apart.
Oh yeah, the pages would rip.
Yeah.
Oh, they keep it in a glass box in your
den.
Yeah, probably.
It's hermetically sealed.
Go ahead. Oh, you run across books that are that old.
And they can open them.
From time to time. Yeah.
They can open them, yeah.
You can.
Well, it depends on how it's been cared for.
Yes.
I mean, and I'm assuming this is somewhere like, late 1800s or something when this was originally published?
Well, it wouldn't be worth anything if it wasn't cared for. It really wouldn't be.
Right.
You know.
True.
If it wasn't stored in a humidor.
Yeah, you're not sticking like a bookmarking it and have it on your nightstand next to your dildo, as we talked about yesterday.
Or dog ear in the page.
Frankenstein's dildo.
Right. Yeah. You're not putting the little ring in there to hold your place.
You're not shoving to the back of the plane. Right, exactly. You mentioned that plus. I'm sorry. I was zoning out.
Oh, we got some more emails about kids finding the sex toys.
Oh, cool. Give us one.
I think the premise was it had to be you that found mom's sex toy, right?
No. It was anybody wants to tell the story.
Okay. Whether you were the parent or the child, yeah. Whatever the story may be.
Yeah. Right.
Jonathan says, my 3-year-old has found a number of our toys, like the magic wand. Not familiar with the magic wand.
Puss, what is that?
I'm sure it's some kind of dildo-looking thing.
That's what he said.
If I remember correctly, it's highly touted.
All right. By Puss.
She took it and proceeded to sing into it like a microphone. Oh, so it must have a little knob on the end that looks like a microphone.
That's why you wash your sex toys off. You don't want the kids licking that knob.
Oh, that's the vibrator that you see with the big,
with the big knob.
Oh, the huge.
Yeah.
Definitely a microphone, or a penis.
The stereotypical vibrator.
Right.
With the big knob on the end.
She came out doing American Idol on it, singing. Why is a microphone jiggle? What they say, they run for it? If they didn't wash it, they had to be gross. They'd go, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, ow, it's so gross.
Don't touch your mouth to the microphone.
Dad had mommy's vagina on it, honey.
So the magic wand makes an appearance a lot.
What's a vagina? Let's stick to the tape.
I'm giving you all the information I have here in the one sentence that he sent us.
We need more. That was it? One sentence?
Yeah.
I thought you were about to read more, like Craig says. I know you feel, Craig. We say all the information you have.
Right. It sounded like there was more.
It did sound like there was more. Todd paused at the wrong time.
I wish there were.
Yeah. Dr. Mina's probably got some toys. We'll ask her if anybody's found those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's a Kama Sutra girl, you know.
Well.
They're all over the place.
And she deals with the butt a lot.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. Butt plugs.
And at work, too.
In both drawers. She's calling later. Hope she hears this first.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.